Davy could tarnish Ireland globally. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which quotes UCD Professor Niamh Brennan and other corporate governance experts saying that the government and the NTMA risk bringing the state into disrepute if they allow Davy to participate in a sale of Irish sovereign bonds this week after the stockbroking firm was fined €4.1 million last week when the central bank found that 16 of its employees had profited in the sale of Anglo-Irish bank bonds in 2014. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times reports that the 16 individuals may now face the possibility of personal sanction from the central bank. Speaking on RTÉ's The Week in Politics, Minister for Public Enterprise and Reform Michael McGrath said that the regulator has a range of sanctions available, including fines and barring people from working in a regulated firm. The Irish Independent leads with the line that it's unlikely there will be an immediate cut in insurance premiums despite the move to reduce awards to personal injury claimants. The paper quotes comments made by Moya Murdoch, the chief executive of Insurance Ireland, saying that premiums will be reduced over time and that her body believes that the guidelines don't go far enough to address the high cost of claims in Ireland. That shooting in Bluebell in Dublin on Saturday, which resulted in a man and woman being hospitalised and four men being arrested, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Mail leads this morning with the vaccine-related story. The Belfast Telegraph leads with today's return to school for primary school children in the younger age groups in Northern Ireland. In common with the Irish News, the Telegraph also runs with the front page picture of Rangers fans in Belfast last night flouting COVID regulations as they celebrated their team's victory in the Scottish League. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish News reports on a gun smuggled into the north by a loyalist during the Troubles, which has been linked to the murder of up to 12 people between 1988 and 1994. The Irish Daily Mirror leads this morning with Oprah Winfrey's interview with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, which is to be aired on RTÉ2 tonight. And there are lots of pictures of women in today's papers to mark International Women's Day. Vicky Phelan is pictured on the front of the Examiner talking on a video call from the US where she's receiving ongoing treatment for cancer. There's a picture of three members of the same family from Dundalk who between them have 80 years of service with the Irish Red Cross on the front of the Independent. And finally, the Times runs with an image on its front page of five new portraits of inspirational women from the world of science and technology, which is being unveiled today in DCU. The pictures were commissioned as part of Accenture's Women on Walls programme.